This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live dial, toll free to join us here. The number's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Americans being offended. They're offended by that football star who just quietly sat.
All Americans.
No.
No.
Obviously, I'm not talking about all Americans. We're talking about the ones who are offended. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 because we're not offended. I may not agree with the guy's politics, because apparently he likes Fidel Castro or something like that. At least that's according to a shirt that he recently wore. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for the 49ers, stirred up quite a bit of controversy recently by not standing for the national anthem, and he is saying he will continue to not stand for said anthem.
And I said that I would try to find some polling numbers.
And you did.
I did. They're not scientific.
Okay, so take it with a grain of salt.
Take it with a grain of salt, but I have three polls from three different outlets.
All right, very good. And also, just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we did discuss from The Intercept last hour the actual lyrics of the Star Spangled Banner, which apparently in the third verse celebrate the death of slaves. Celebrating slavery, basically. Pretty
well,
disturbing
some
stuff.
People would say that that's okay because the slaves were less than human.
And it was legal, so hey, what's the problem? Anyway, let's get into your polling numbers, and then we'll get right into your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
So let's start with the simplest. Comes from the Denver Post on their website. Do you support Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand for the national anthem before games? Yes or no?
Say it one more time. Do I support
Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand for the national anthem before games?
Yes, all right. And I would sit with him.
27.3% said yes. The remaining 72.7% said no.
Okay.
That was out of about 5,000 votes. And again, non-scientific, because anybody can go and vote. So, you know, like this
hey,
could be...
Hey, look, the communists are taking over this poll. Come and vote.
Mm-hmm. Right. The second poll that I have, a little bit more diverse in the responses that they give. But again, same question. It might have been worded slightly different. But the answer options are... I'm not sure that has 0.86%.
So people are pretty decided on this poll.
Yes. 4.8% said, who cares? It'll all blow over before the first regular season game.
Okay.
16.6% say, I respect his right to express himself. And the remaining 77.7% say it's disrespectful and an insult to all those who have defended our freedoms, including the freedom to remain seated during the national anthem.
And the freedom during the War of 1812, like Francis Scott Key, to own slaves.
And the final poll that I have is from ESPN.
Okay.
And they give four options for the question, what do you make of Colin Kaepernick's decision to sit during the national anthem? Options are, I disagree and he should stand. I agree, but he should still stand. I disagree with his reasons, but he does not need to stand. I agree with his reasons and he doesn't need to stand.
Okay.
So two different, I disagree with his reasons, options. 46% of the respondents on the ESPN poll disagree with the reason and say that he should stand.
Okay. He's wrong. He should stand.
Yes. 24% say he's right, but should stand.
He's sick. He's right, but should stand out of respect.
So 70% say he should stand up.
Yep.
10% of those that say he can sit down disagree with his reasons, but still they're okay with him sitting. And the other 20%
wow.
agree with his reasons and believe that has the right to.
It's about 30% right. That appear to be. It's about 30-70 on this poll.
On about all three of them.
And I'll bet you, I don't listen to sports talk radio. I could find, if I get sent to hell, what they will play on the loudspeaker in my section is sports talk radio. I mean, I find this stuff to be utterly boring.
Daryl loves it.
The rehashing of the same crap over and over again. I mean, I know, I'm really just bugging Daryl.
And the ESPN poll, by the way, has about 180,000 people that have voted.
Yeah. Okay, that's
so
pretty big.
So a lot larger sampling than the 1,000 from LehighValleyLive.com and the 5,000 from the Denver Post.
Yeah, I don't know why you read the other two.
No, but it's interesting because a cross sampling of from three different outlets.
So
I think that was useful. Thank you.
I don't listen to sports talk radio, but I'll bet you that the vast majority of talk show hosts out there right now are going after his record as a quarterback. Like, they're saying, why the hell do we have this guy anyway? There's lots of mediocre quarterbacks running second or third string in the NFL, but right now Kaepernick is the one that they want to get fired because, well, honestly, it's because he'd sat through the Star Spangled Banner. But they're like, look at this, and he dropped the ball here at such and such a time, and now he's not even the opener war quarterback. This is ridiculous.
You could probably go back a year where they were praising him, though. I would bet as well.
I don't know. This is Joe Money's position, and you're giving it up to this guy? Come on. I can practically do this.
I think a lot of it has to do with whether or not you're listening to, like a Homer station to where, it's the hometown station.
Yeah.
Right. So, obviously the stations in San Francisco that are dedicated to San Francisco sports are going to try talking up whoever the starting quarterback is, Blaine Gabbert, I think. Whereas the national talk shows, they're more likely to, give sort of a passing glance of, maybe he should be cut because he's injury prone and this and that.
We've got Angry American calling from Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
You non-patriotic haters of self and the flag and the American way, and on top of it, the police and the military. How dare you?
There you go.
How dare you?
Is this Tom in Baltimore?
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know a hate crime is an offense that indicates the perpetrator had a bias of any type? Even if it just indicates it. If the cop says, hey, you know what? He said something in the past against women. Or she said something against men, sexual orientation, ethnicity, race, anything that they can subdivide to a specific group. And you don't get double jeopardy with it. Isn't that kind of scary?
And then sometimes
you don't get double jeopardy.
I thought hate crimes were illegal in the United States, so there you go.
It's illegal to commit a hate crime.
No, I thought that it was there was no such thing. I thought that it was struck down by the Supreme Court. This is ridiculous.
I don't think it was struck down by the Supreme Court, but in some cases the offender doesn't even have to say, I did this because the person fit this minority group. It could just be that the person that was the victim happened to belong to a minority group, so they charge them anyway, and then it's up to the person to say, no, I didn't rob the guy because he was black. I robbed the guy because he had money.
Yes, you're right. And listen, my paperwork goes back to 2009, so I don't know. He could be right about it being struck down, because it should be. Listen, this is how crazy it is. They could say, those guys, they were taught, that's why I did that thing with the flag. They could say, if you were convicted, and it applies to any crime whatsoever, they could say, they were talking bad about the flag, and they sounded like they didn't like Americans, they didn't like this or that. And they could just, probable cause is a low bar, and they could charge you with it. And the double jeopardy thing is this: they could charge you at the state level, fail, and charge you again at the federal level, or convict you at the state level and charge charging it at the federal level. That's how crazy this is.
The one thing that America has that it can really say that they're very good at, they're the top quintile of nations in the world, is the ability to complain. You can complain about your government in the United States with relative impunity. We've been doing it for 14 years here on Free Talk Live. Also, it's probably a pretty good place to make money. Those two things are really great things about this country, but it's getting less free, not more free over time.
Thanks, Tom, for your call, man. I appreciate it. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. We in invite you to join us on the radio, where you can bring up anything you want. It doesn't have to be about Colin Kaepernick or the Star-Spangled Banner, police abuse, whatever it is we've been discussing so far tonight. Ridiculous Americans not understanding the right to protest, not supporting it, wanting everybody to think the same way. If you don't think like us, you need to leave. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
You know, if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. You got a lot of wallet choices out there, but Jax allows you to hold not just Bitcoin, but also Ether, as well as Dash. And, as I understand it, there are more currencies coming soon to Jax. There's Shapeshift integration built right in, which means you can easily move from one crypto to another. So if you want to change from your Bitcoin into Ether, you can do that. You don't even have to leave your wallet. Very, very handy software, and of course, it's free. So why not go get it at jaxx.io or your favorite Google or Apple App Store? It's super easy, by the way, to back up your wallet and recover your funds. So if you lose your phone, as long as you've done the backup, not a problem. You can get your Bitcoin back. And it was created by Free Talk Live listener and chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. His name is Anthony DiOrio. It is Jax, and it's striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, J-A-X-X. .io. To the phones, to the fun, we talked to Ken in Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Ken.
Hey, about time, man.
Welcome.
Hey, this is some pretty wild stuff I'm going to tell you here. You guys okay. are talking about freedoms and discriminations and this. You know, I mean, no matter what, you know, I've been discriminated more than just this week than anybody in the world, if black or anything. I'm a white Caucasian man, white, that's a double thing. But, what I'm going to tell you is I was up training for CrossFit the other day, and I get hit by a garbage truck, and I called the Mojave County Sheriff's Department to come out and pursue it because the garbage truck driver ran. The first thing up the driveway, the sheriff's deputy says to me, well, you know, there's nothing we can do for you because you're blind and you can't witness a crime. And upon my follow-up, they come out, and they had the decision to tell me that I had to stay off the streets, where I would be cited and arrested, and also that I had to stay in the house because I'm blind. Now,
wow.
the real kicker about this is, the real kicker, you know, a couple years back or so, you know, I was in Marine Corps Infantry, you know, and I found being born an American citizen did the trick, so, but I didn't, you know, just to reinforce it, you know, I went over to Beirut, Lebanon, and decided, you know, I'd serve to guarantee it. And now that I'm blind and, you know, getting older, this is where I'm at now. And then today, I talked to the state senator, forget her name, and she says that she'll have the new sheriff that was just elected call me immediately. Well, anyway, that didn't transpire, and it's what I've been running into the whole time. So nobody knows what having your freedom stripped means to fighting, being in the military. You know,
how did you go blind? Was it while you were in the military?
It was later.
How do you know it was a garbage truck that hit you?
Okay, now you guys talk pretty openly, right?
Okay. I think so.
Right?
It's
you know how ignorant that just sounded?
Well, no.
Well, what? Okay, now let me ask you. You're walking down the street, and a garbage truck passes you. How do you know what it is?
You can hear it. You can hear the clanking.
I can hear it. For one, it's my job to voice the concerns of the listeners.
I understand.
Right? So
okay,
I need you to articulate it.
What I'm trying to do is point out the ignorance involved in everybody except for the blind. I can hear the engine, you know, I can smell. And also, because it put, you know, about a foot long by 3-inch wide gash in my back.
Jeez.
Then, you know, pretty much could tell. Not only that, I confronted it. A blind man confronted a garbage truck. I stood behind it, stopped the man, advised him, hey, do you know what this is? And held my white cane up that I carry. And he said, F you, and drove away.
Wow.
And the police know this, and the police even said to me, oh, we've talked to the driver. He didn't think he hit you, and you're blind, so we're going to have to go with that. And I said, but he left us, admitted to leaving the scene.
Right.
Right.
Well, I mean,
okay.
If you've got a big gash in your back, and
yes.
the guy,
somebody ran me over.
Yeah.
This is just shocking to me. Have you contacted any attorneys, any injury attorneys?
Now, remember, I said I'm blind. That means I'm disabled. The disabled in America can't afford attorneys.
Oh, that don't, no. Hold on. There are injury attorneys who will take cases on a contingency basis where if you talk to enough of them.
Let me throw a couple names out there. Lerner and Rowe told me no because it's too complex.
Okay.
Well, Goldberg and Osborne said no because they couldn't figure out an angle to get enough money. See what I'm saying here? So meanwhile,
you'd think hitting a blind, a garbage truck hitting a blind man would be an angle enough to get money.
You would think. And not only that, I have tape recordings of the police threatening, berating me. If I pursue, this is the kicker. You're ignorant. You can't want it because I can't see. I can't report a crime, which is bull. Because
for sure.
I can identify a person with my sound waves. But anyway, they
have you contacted the ACLU?
Oh yeah. That's only class action. They don't take single cases. I've been on the phone with everybody. You cannot tell me a person I can call.
The ACLU does take single cases.
The NHCLU certainly takes single cases.
Well, that's another one. But I contacted the Attorney General. And spoke, and I got told, we do not take cases against the counties.
Yeah, it's probably just too dangerous for them.
So the government runs the garbage?
Check this out. Sergeant Lindquist, of Nyquist, of the Mojave County Sheriff's Department, told me, a blind man, as I tried to inform him, of the federal and state statutes concerning the white cane law. Well, he goes into this tirade, threatening me, and telling me, that it would be nothing but big trouble, and I would get cited and possibly arrested every time I was on the street because I was blind.
And that's nuts. Insane. And you've got that audio? Recorded all that?
Yeah, I've got that. I've got
put
audio
that out there.
Calling me up and calling I'm a goddamn liar and everything else.
Put that audio out there. Put it up on YouTube. And...
Well, I put audio. Check that. See, now, I'm being military. You know, I've been in, so I believe in the chain of command structure. I've gone the whole way up the line. What I want to say is, I did a blanket email. Everybody got recordings. Everybody got everything. But because they told me there's no cane, they destroyed my life. A blind man without confidence in his cane can't even move out of a chair. All I can do, I can remember how to wipe my ass. But what I'm going to do Saturday or Friday is, this blind man ain't got one. I'm taking off from my house. I'm walking without my cane down to the county court or whatever I got to do, and I'm going to hand these police the actual Arizona statute, because nobody else is going to do anything about it.
Unfortunately, wow. You want something done right, you got to do it yourself. But I would still contact the Arizona version of the ACLU.
Yeah, That's real good when you talk about it. When we talk about when the real discrimination comes down and the real hate stuff, you know, telling a blind man to stay in the house, that's a hate crime.
Thank you, Ken, and good luck. Please let us know how this develops, and thank you for the call tonight. I would call the Arizona ACLU. At the very least, you know, let them know you've got this audio. Give them the links where they can listen to the audio.
I'd start calling up local media.
Yeah,
call
that's
up the
a good idea.
Local TV stations
yeah,
that do
idea.
This, and we're on your side sort of thing.
Then all of a sudden the attorneys will start knocking on your door if that happens. Good idea, Daryl. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Although it sounds like the government's running the garbage there, so it's sometimes it can be hard to find media that wants to take on the state. But doesn't hurt to call and doesn't hurt to ask. I can understand how you might feel a little dissuaded after being rebuffed so many times.
Yeah, terribly.
Pre-talk live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll free to join us here. We actually got full phone lines on a Wednesday night. It's always nice when that happens. It hardly ever happens. So if you're on the line, do be patient. We will get you on the air here. That's what we do. We take your calls about absolutely whatever happens to be on your mind, hence the name Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
By the way, I want to let you know about our audio on-demand listen line. It's available to you 24 hours a day. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live, as well as a bunch of other shows from LRN.FM. Just call up 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. And you can listen to the LRN.FM live stream there as well. It works on any phone, so you don't need to have a smartphone for this. But if you do have a smartphone, this is a way for you to listen to our show and LRN.FM without having to expend your data. You're just expending minutes in this case. And since most phone plans have unlimited long distance, this really isn't going to cost you anything at all. So call up 641-793-9660. Punch that into your phone's memory so you can always recall it anytime you want. And you can also use that to leave a message for us. If you're not able to listen and call the show live, you can still share your thoughts with us via that phone number. So as you're listening to us, you can hit 0 And that'll take you to a voicemail prompt. You leave your message, and we might just play it on the air. So, again, that number is 641-793-9660 for the LRN.FM and Free Talk Live audio on demand listen line. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll talk to Callan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Callan.
I'm sorry. I think it's Taylor. Taylor.
Yeah, okay. Well, they definitely did not spell that even close to correct. Go ahead, Taylor. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I've been listening to you a ton. I have a data entry job that I'm doing between career changes, and so y'all have been nonstop on my phone lately.
Cool.
But I just wanted to get your thoughts, not to go through, like, how I'm related, but I have a family member whose wife was 37 weeks pregnant when she got hit by a drunk driver, and her and the baby both died on impact.
Oh, man.
And so this happened a little over a year ago, and the guy who did it is just now being, like, charged or whatever. But her husband is obviously, you know, very distraught. And
yeah, right.
It happened in Pennsylvania, and so I guess the way the law is there, unborn children are not considered a person. And so he's signing, or he's trying to get together a petition to change the law to where he can get justice for his unborn daughter.
And yeah, so this is one of those real difficult situations from a legal standpoint, because most people have sympathy for this guy and the loss of his unborn daughter, but the ones that are, say, pro-choice are put in a conundrum where it's like, the baby isn't a child until it no longer, you know, living in your house or whatever it is that their claim is, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's only like 10 days away from her due date, so I kind of side with him on that.
But, yeah.
All of that aside, I'm sort of new, I guess, to the ideas of liberty and sort of wrapping my mind around the fact that laws don't generally make things better. And so him going through the legal process of trying to change a law and make it more, I guess, strict. I'm just sort of going back and forth because obviously I know him and I'm on his side, but then this, in an intellectual way, I'm sort of trying to go back around, like see how it all makes sense or try to, I guess, figure out how it works together in my mind. So I really just wanted you guys' thoughts on that because I think y'all are more familiar with these ideas than I am, and y'all had some interesting thoughts from what I've listened to lately. So.
Well, I'm the pro-choice guy on the show, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure about you, Daryl, but I think you might be.
I kind of
legally, I am. Morally, I'm not.
It seems to me that it's very, very rare that somebody would be able to – somebody would get into a car accident and the fetus would die, but the mother would stay alive. That seems pretty rare. It would seem like usually the mother is going to die, which is going to result in the fetus dying. Was it something – you know, without – I
would say it's more common at an early gestation that such a thing could cause a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a story – luckily – in Mississippi, they dismissed the murder charge, but there was a teenage girl that had a miscarriage, and she was initially charged with murder because her unborn baby died.
Yes. Now, what caused the miscarriage?
Wasn't this a drug? In Mississippi, I think it was the drug case. So she was like some kind of, you know, unfortunate drug user.
Yeah. I think it was something of she did not know she was pregnant until she had the miscarriage.
I think it's worth pointing out here that, you know, in the case of unborn children or fetuses or whatever term one wishes to use, that it's about when people think life begins,
which they think all kinds of different things.
And right. I mean, like there's literally people out there that believe that mothers should be able to kill their children because their children are dependent on them, that is a right. So there are people who believe that mothers should be able to kill dependent young children, all the way down to people who believe that, you know, like I do, that once the egg splits into two cells, then you're dealing with a human life.
Even if it has not implanted yet?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's a human life.
Because now, there's a huge number, and we don't actually have statistics on this because, you know, it's not something that you can actually calculate, but there are a lot of times where the egg will actually be fertilized, but it does not implant.
That's interesting. I think that you're talking about Plan B, and I think that there would be a very interesting argument.
I'm not even talking about Plan B.
Well, that's what Plan B does. Plan B prevents the egg from implanting.
Now, obviously, that happens naturally as
murder
well.
Murder is only when a human being steps in the way. Lions don't murder people. They eat them, Daryl. So the Plan B would only come into play. It would only come into play if you took a medication that would prevent an egg from implanting. So I'd say that probably the medication, if it prevents implantation, then maybe it doesn't count because it's the mother's body. Whatever.
Now, are we talking about a murder, or are we talking about a car accident that resulted in somebody dying? Taylor.
Well.
So yeah, he was drunk and he ran into her vehicle and they both died. So.
Sounds to me like vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah.
Right. So you can't necessarily say that there was intended malice.
Right. He didn't hit the car with the intention of, I'm going to kill this woman and her baby. Right.
Well, he got the charge for killing the woman, though. And the dad is upset because he feels that his young unborn daughter was unacknowledged. Right? As a human being. And that's what we're talking about here, is when does a fetus become a human? And that's what this all comes down to. And so I don't think a law can properly address this situation. Well, I'm with Daryl on this.
Yeah.
I'm not pro-choice. I am, however, of the opinion that they've attempted to outlaw abortion in the past, and it's gone very, very poorly, and we should learn from history. I think it is immoral to in the life of any, to end any human life. However, that's the
but
situation.
But you have to do it on purpose for it to be immoral. If it's an accident, then it's a completely different situation.
Okay, so is it is killing the unborn child vehicular manslaughter, Ian?
I would say no, because it's connected inherently to the mother, and so when the mother perishes, the child is going to die unless it's able to get to some sort of life-sustaining equipment very, very quickly.
All right, so what if the child died and the mother didn't?
That would be very unusual. I would like to know.
No, I don't know how unusual. It's unusual for people to get hit by cars and die. It's not terribly unusual for a seatbelt or whatever to cause, these things happen. Miscarriages occur.
Well, I guess even more than where life begins and where it doesn't, I know everybody has an opinion and then some. More my question was, I know that the law won't necessarily bring justice. I am grasping that just through, kind of coming around to libertarianism. But how could justice be, I guess, what would make it right? If not the law, then what,
Yeah, so what makes up for the loss of an unborn child? I'd say very, very little. So the difficulty, one of the difficulties in libertarian thought is trying to quantify what is human life. If somebody murders me, my wife's going to say, well, I'm out of income. I'm out the guy I love. My son's out of father. My son's going to say, I'm out of income. I'm out of father. This whole thing. And trying to quantify that's very difficult. It's one thing if somebody burns down a house, because you can quantify that. It's one thing if they steal stuff, you can quantify that. Murder?
We're not talking about murder here. Hold on.
Manslaughter. Somebody died.
Well, it's a different story. Murder is usually an intentional thing.
There's still an issue of compensation.
Taylor here in moments at Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype user named lrn.fm. By the way, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with any major credit card through PayPal. Someone was asking me the other day if we take American Express, not directly on our site, but via PayPal, you can use American Express. And then there's also Bitcoin, which allows you to contribute to the show anonymously. Should you wish to not have your name on any records, then just use a fake email address or something like that, or one of those throwaway email addresses. You can sign up with your account with that, and then you can use Bitcoin and send it to us from anywhere, and we won't have any idea who you are. So that's one way you can get behind the show without revealing your identity. Of course, if you're going to use credit card, PayPal, but we got to know who you are. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and the amp-only Facebook group. Now, we've got Taylor on the line in Texas. I'm going to bring her back on here in a moment. She's brought up a really tough issue, and she's saying she's just coming into the ideas of libertarianism. And generally, the libertarian position on abortion is the government shouldn't fund abortion, nor should it prohibit abortions. Basically, the government should get out of any kind of regulation for or against it.
But libertarians disagree as to when life begins.
Right. And but the question here isn't really so much about abortion. It's about somebody who is in a car wreck. And a drunk guy runs into a car. Car had a soon-to-be mother in it. She was about a week or so away from delivering a child. And both the mother and the fetus perished in the accident. Go ahead, Daryl.
So I actually have what the penalty is in Pennsylvania for homicide by vehicle while driving under the influence.
Okay.
It's a second-degree felony, carries a maximum sentence of 10 years and a fine of $25,000.
So, one of the tough parts about this here is you got the husband of this wife who's now dead. He wants justice. And unfortunately, no matter how much time this drunk guy spends in a prison cell, you're never going to get the wife and the child back. So, increasing the amount of time in prison isn't going to make anybody's life better. And we find that punitive sentences in jail don't really do that much to dissuade people from committing crimes. Of course, this guy didn't go out drinking that night with the intention of, I'm going to kill someone tonight because I'm so drunk. That wasn't his intention. It was, obviously it was an accident.
That's not an accident. When you get into a car after you've been drinking and you're an adult in the United States, you've been educated that this is a dangerous act.
I get
so
but that wasn't his intention.
I can go
somebody.
To a house and I can shoot holes in the house, and that's different than attempting, that's similar to shooting at a person.
He could have just as easily gotten home without any kind of, without a scratch on his vehicle. Unfortunately,
depends on how drunk he was.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way for him and for the mother and the fetus.
Now, there is apparently a federal law that is the Protection of Unborn Children, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, that I don't know if it could apply in this case. I would have to finish reading the full text of. But it does say whoever engages in conduct that violates any of the provisions that includes death or bodily injury to a child who is in utero.
I'm just generally against punitive sanctions. I think that maybe compensation for the victims or the families of the victims
is the
way to go.
But how do you compensate for a dead
woman?
Some
sort of money. That's all you can really do.
Yeah,
that's
all you can really do.
Sitting in a prison cell isn't going to make those victims whole. And even the check, any kind of a weekly check, isn't going to make the victims whole.
Hold on. To some extent, we run a show about this, this fantastic future of liberty. Maybe a person who kills people needs to sit in a cell and work at a job where they can, be forced to work at a job where they can earn money that they then give back to the family. That's another possibility here. You can both be separated from society. That's what the cell does. And you can compensate a victim.
I only want someone to sit in a cell if they're a danger to other humans. Charles Manson or somebody who's...
This guy clearly is dangerous to other humans. He killed two of them.
Right, but
So, Ian, would it make a difference to know that he had multiple DUIs in the past? Is that like?
Yeah, I would say that's an important factor.
Look.
Yep, I would say that's that is a factor. Is that true in this case?
Yeah, I can't remember if it was two or three, but definitely a couple. So, it's not his first, and I am definitely guessing it's the first time he injured somebody, but he's gotten DUI arrests before.
Yeah, if somebody's a danger to other human beings and they're not repentant for what they've done, then I think there's an argument to keep them separate from society. Of course, their earning potential may be limited if they're inside a jail cell, so maybe their potential for paying back the victims' families may be limited as well. I mean, there's no real good solution here.
I tend to agree with you on that.
There's no real good solution here, and I don't think jacking the guy for you suggested while we were on break, Mark, 20 years for the adult, 10 years for the fetus.
That's why I pulled up what the actual penalty possibility is in Pennsylvania, where it would be maximum of 10 years.
Right, no matter how many victims, right? Because what if there was, two kids in the back or, the sister or something like that?
So it would be 10 years for each person that's killed.
Yep. Okay. So I've got a little insight.
Because each person is a different individual that was killed via homicide by vehicle while intoxicated. So,
I had two roommates in prison who were in for vehicular homicide because they were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was in because he hit a drunk person. And so now you have a situation where and then the other drunk person died. I kind of think that's a mitigating circumstance, but he got the full boat 10 years. The other one, it was just a tragic, it was a tragic situation, and he, said he was never going to drink again. I don't know how he's doing. It was many, many years before I got out.
I don't think I mean, personally, I kind of bristle against the idea that essentially what we're talking about here is a roll of the dice. You've got a drunk person getting behind the wheel. Mistake. Bad choice. No doubt about it.
Deadly choice.
So, you know, there's a few things that can happen here. The dude gets home safely. Everything's okay. Nobody knows anything about it except for him. And then maybe he'll hopefully realize what he did and regret it. Or he runs into a tree or a telephone pole. No actual victim. He might hurt himself a little bit. But, you know, damage to the car, maybe some damage to himself, possible trip to the hospital.
Don't forget the telephone pole.
Well, whatever. Worst case, nobody ends up dead in that case. Or he ends up dead. Then also, you know, then the roll of the dice is also how many people are in the car that he ends up hitting, if he hits a car. If he hits a car with a single person in it, then for whatever reason, that's not as serious of an offense as he hits a, you know, car full of teenagers or something like that.
Sure, the victim matters, Ian. I mean, like, every time you'll say, is there a victim?
Act well, that matters?
Let me ask you this. Was this child, or was this man whose unborn child was killed, was he a victim because his unborn child was killed?
Well, of course.
Okay. So this guy is guilty of, at the very
but
least,
I think years
a negligent
in prison
act.
I don't think years in prison is the solution. If what you're saying is...
apparently charges for DUI aren't.
Huh?
Apparently charging him with DUI isn't the solution, because that was done multiple times beforehand.
I understand that. That's why I'm saying compensation for the victims is the solution here, rather than years upon years in prison. It doesn't matter to me whether or not, as far as the punishment is concerned, if four people are in the car who are victims versus one person, it shouldn't result in more time in prison. If anything, it should be more compensation for those different families that have lost a loved one. I just don't believe in punitive sanctions.
Let me give a different sort of analogy. Instead of the guy hitting a car, he drives up on the sidewalk. And instead of running over one person, he runs over 20 people.
Yeah.
Are you saying that he should only, have one punishment and not 20?
No, I'm saying he should not go to prison forever. I'm saying he should make compensation to the victims.
I say there should be a prison where he can make compensation to a victim. Tell you what, buddy, you're going into the cell with a telephone, and you're going to be a telemarketer until you make $100,000 for every person you killed. Once you've made that, then we'll let you out. And if we ever, and then we're going to test you anytime we feel like it, and we get one drop of alcohol in it, you're going back in the cell, and you're going to, until you make another $25,000 for each person you killed doing telemarketing. By then you ought to be 157, all right? Because telemarketers don't get paid much. And that's how you solve the problem. He both gives punitive, he gets a punitive charge, and he has to do reimbursement. Because this guy cannot be trusted around alcohol and cars.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be an actual private prison, not one of these cronyist sort of things that currently exist.
So, yeah, I mean, the true libertarian solution here requires not having government-run prisons and actually having a true marketplace in rehabilitation and solutions for people that do involve real compensation. I just, I bristle at the idea that just locking someone away in a cage is a solution.
It's a tough one. Thanks for the call.
Great call, Taylor, and feel free to call us with any other tough questions in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Really appreciate it.
I'm kind of inclined to agree with you that more prison time just ruins more lives, but I think just acknowledging that she was a victim as well as her daughter. Probably.
Thanks, Taylor.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.